farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The dry conditions as well as bushfires has severely affected several farmers in St. Mary. On today's program, we tell you more about the measures being put in place to assist them. I'm Prince Moore. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us. Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voters list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has launched a $3 million initiative aimed at helping drought-affected farmers in St. Mary following a tour of the area. The aim of the program is to assist the farmers in their preparation for the rainy seasons, as well as to resuscitate and increase production in the parish. In addition to the immediate short-term measures, the Agriculture and Fisheries Minister also announced a number of medium and long-term plans to build climate resilience among farmers. These measures include Phase 2 of the Ministry's water storage tank program to be rolled out in short order.
We are well advanced in developing Phase 2 of the water storage tank program to assist our small farmers. We have so far given out through RADA 320 tanks over the island, and this will be rolled out shortly. And based on what we have seen, St. Mary will feature prominently in the second phase.
The ministry will dispatch a team from the National Irrigation Commission and the Rural Agricultural Development Authority to the parish this week to conduct assessments on designated farms to design localized solutions to their irrigation challenges.
I will be making a comprehensive presentation to the Growth Agenda Subcommittee of Cabinet next week, Thursday, for a major irrigation and water harvesting and storage program across the island.
This presentation is scheduled to take place on Thursday, October 1. Farmers are being encouraged to play their part in mitigating climate change.
In spite of the recent showers that some sections of the island have been receiving, all forecasts are that the drought conditions which are affecting the Caribbean will most likely continue into 2016. And I want to encourage farmers to establish fire prevention groups and to work in partnership with other stakeholders to mitigate the occurrences of dangerous fires and indeed consult with RADA when preparing lands.
The Agriculture Minister says the ministry is in negotiation with the Finance Ministry and the Inter-American Development Bank for funding support for the Unity Nonsuch Agro Park.
We are far advanced with the planning for our Unity Nonsuch Agro Park. The Nonsuch property will be handed over to the ministry shortly, and the Coconut Board and the National Housing Trust are far advanced in their negotiations for the acquisition of the Unity property.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries, Derek Kellyer. And now for our proverb of the day. When ashes cool, dogs sleep in day. And this means circumstances alter cases.
This is the J-U-T-C, I talk of the things.
So listen and learn.
Hear me now. We are the only legit stage carriage provider in the KMTR.
Learn that.
G-U-T-C, the real deal when you travel by bus in the KMTR.
Yellow is the color code, red plate too.
No take no chance with the robot man and the loader man.
Travel on the J-U-T-C buses only in the KMTR.
Learn that. J-U-T-C.
Right. J-U-T-C, your route to excellence.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
That brings us to the end of today's program. For producer Anjali James Sawyers, I am Prince Moore with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.